News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. The fighting was still underway early this morning, more than 24 hours after the Palestinian militant group launched an unprecedented incursion into Israel. BBC's correspondent Barbara Plett Usher has the latest.
I don't know what Mr. Netanyahu meant by saying that Gazans should leave and get out of the way, because that's one of their biggest problems. They can't leave. They're stuck there in a very tiny area, territory-wise. There's a closure of Gaza since 2007, I think it is, by the Israelis. Also by the Egyptians, it should be said. They're not able to leave by Rafah into Egypt either, and so they don't have anywhere to go. It's very densely populated. We've seen reports now that Netanyahu is going to be ordering an end to electricity and supplies to Gaza, and so it's going to be a situation where people just really have to survive, to hunker down, rely on each other.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Egyptian police, an Egyptian policeman, opened fire on Israeli tourists in the Mediterranean city of Alexandria this morning, killing at least two Israelis and one Egyptian. The Interior Ministry says another person was wounded in the attack. The suspected assailant was detained. President Biden's recent move to address the immigration problem have done little to improve his popularity among Americans.
This past week's average of several polls at RealClearPolitics.com has the president's job approval at almost 40%, 3 points lower than former President Trump at a similar point in their first terms. Dissatisfaction with the economy and inflation have kept Mr. Biden's numbers low, but the administration's announcement to approve border wall construction and to deport some Venezuelans angered conservatives and liberals alike. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. Most Americans say no way do they want their kids looking at pornography at school.
A new poll released by WPA Intelligence to the Christian Post finds 90% of registered voters say that graphic pictures and text in a book such as Maya Kobabe's Gender Queer are not appropriate for children to be looking at in public schools. Republicans are more likely to feel this way, but the survey indicates that more than 80% of Democrats also believe the book should not be made available to students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed by a Nebraska lawmaker against a conservative political action committee. State Senator Megan Hunt sued the Nebraska Freedom Coalition for referring to her as a groomer because she supports sex change operations for children. The judge threw out the lawsuit before it could be heard by a jury and then dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. This is SRN News. The Cigna Group paying the government some big bucks.
The health insurance provider will pay more than $172 million over claims it gave the federal government inaccurate Medicare Advantage diagnosis codes in order to inflate reimbursement. The Justice Department says the case centered around allegations that the company violated the False Claims Act by submitting and not withdrawing inaccurate and untruthful codes. The department says Cigna falsely certified in writing that its data was truthful. John Scott reporting.
Scary moments in Chicago over the weekend. Two people were injured at O'Hare International Airport. It happened on the ground as an airplane preparing for takeoff and an employee shuttle bus collided. The injuries were not to be believed to be serious, but the National Transportation Safety Administration and local authorities are investigating. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.